Welcome to our program. We're continuing in the series of prophecy. All eyes are on Israel these days. We're going to talk about that. Stay tuned. In Ezekiel chapter 37, and back here in Ezekiel, God has given us some prophecies about things that would happen right here now at the end of the age, thousands of years later. It's all happening. You can rely on what the Bible says. Here's a good idea. Listen to this message in song. If you're a Christian, you can sing along with this. I just keep trusting my Lord.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and He gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend. Such a faithful friend, I can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord, He will never fail. Just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord, and He'll give a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, keep right on trusting your Lord. He will faithful friend, such a faithful friend, you can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, just keep on trusting your Lord. He will never.
Well, as we look into the book of Ezekiel, it's an interesting book. The word Ezekiel, or the name Ezekiel, means strengthened by God. And as you go through that book of Ezekiel, you'll need, we understand that he would need to be strengthened of the Lord to do the things that he was asked to do. He was a contemporary of Jeremiah. He lived at the same time. Jeremiah was about 20 years older than he was. And he was also living at the same time as Daniel lived. And they were about the same age. Ezekiel was taken captive to Babylon in 597 B.C., and while he was in Babylon, he was called to preach. In Ezekiel 3, verse number 11, God said, "Go get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, Thus saith the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear." Ezekiel had 20 years of faithful ministry. In Ezekiel 3 and 4, he said, the Lord said, "Son of man, go get thee unto the house of Israel and speak my words unto them." In 3 and 7, he says, "But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. for all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Well, that's quite a task. It's kind of like Jeremiah. They weren't listening to him either. And, of course, he had just gone ahead of Ezekiel, warning everybody, we're going to be taken into captivity into Babylon if you don't smarten up. And they didn't smarten up, and so they went into captivity. And now he's got Ezekiel, the Lord does, and Ezekiel is preaching in Babylon, within the captivity, when they were taken captive there, and nothing has changed. They will not hearken unto me, God said, so they're not going to hearken unto you. They are impudent, and they are hard-hearted. Impudent means they are not given respect to whom it's due. Well, Ezekiel 3, verse number 10 says, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears, and go get thee to them of the captivity unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, thus saith the Lord, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. The Lord says, just go do it. Never mind whether they listen or not. Your responsibility is to go. And it's very much like it is in this age in which we're living today. Not too many people are interested in listening. Truth of the matter is, not too many people who call themselves fundamental independent Baptist Christians are interested in listening either. In most fundamental Baptist churches, there's about 10% that are really interested in doing right. 10% wouldn't do right if Jesus was the pastor. And 80%, they're just kind of in the middle. They're neither hot nor cold. And that's just the way it is in our churches these days. We don't like to admit that. We don't want to hear that. But that's the way it is. Well, when we get into Acts chapter 3 and verse number 19, they were given their chance once again to receive their Messiah and have their kingdom if, verse 19, they would repent and be converted that their sins may be blotted out and the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Well, they said, no, we're not going to do that. And they crucified their Messiah. And they had one more chance even after he was crucified, up until they said no to Stephen as well as he presented the kingdom. So if you look at the subject of Jesus or of God presenting the kingdom to Israel, you'll find God the Father presented it to them in the Old Testament. And they said, no, we don't want that. Jesus was here, God the Son, in the New Testament. And they said, no, we don't want that. And they crucified him. And then we read, if you read carefully the story of Stephen and his message and see how the Holy Spirit was completely in charge of that. And they rejected the Holy Spirit too. And so that's it. They crossed the line and their kingdom was no more. God said, that's it. I will turn to the Gentiles. And so when we get down into Acts chapter 28, verse number 27, Paul is speaking to those hard-hearted, impudent Jews who wouldn't listen to him. And he says in verse 25, well spake the Holy Ghost of Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, go unto this people and say, hear ye, and ye shall hear, and not understand. Seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. They decided not to understand. They decided they didn't want to see. For their heart, the Bible says, of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed. It was their idea to close their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Well, we see back here in chapter 3 of the book of Acts, he said, repent therefore and be converted. To be converted means they're going to change. He says down here in Acts 28, he said, no, they're not going to listen. They're not going to understand lest they should be converted. And they don't want to change. And so, verse 28 says, be it known unto you that salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, for they will hear it. And from there on, the Lord focuses completely on the Gentiles, although the Jews can get saved. But as far as their kingdom is concerned, that's over until Jesus comes, which he's going to be coming fairly soon in the days ahead. Well, we'll look at it in more detail. We'll be looking in Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14 in our next program. As we begin this program today, we begin with hymn, I Just Keep Trusting My Lord. It's a good idea. We're living in perilous times. And so here, as we close this program, listen to this message and song, Trusting Jesus, That Is All.
Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way. Even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all.
Brightly doth His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine.
While He leads, I cannot fall, trusting Jesus, that is all. That is